Hey guys, Bill Spady here. Welcome back to Chasing Millennial. Very special episode.
Speaking Millennial.
What did I say?
This is the second time you've done
that. Oh my God.
Chasing Millennial is your other show.
Why would you say that?
Because it's like the 75th episode.
Yeah.
Long
that
day.
We recorded tonight.
Going into a 2 week.
So off. It's Speaking Millennial.
Wait, am I going on vacation for 2 weeks?
Solid weeks. Am I on vacation now while people are listening to this?
No, I think this is honestly.
Are we in August?
Jessica's already on her honeymoon.
I'm on my 2 week vacation.
Mrs. Gibson by this podcast,
Mrs.
right?
Gibson. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Wedding was great. I had fun.
I can't believe the food
was great. There wasn't enough shrimp.
I can't believe you got drunk and punched my wife.
There is cocktail shrimp.
Yeah. I can't wait for the shrimp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No raw barber. I agree with that.
No, I
that could go very wrong.
All right. So puppies.
Too expensive.
This episode is a continuation of an episode that we had a while ago where my wife came in and we were talking about getting a new puppy. And you said, Bill, why don't you record on the way to get the puppy? We didn't do that. We recorded on the way back and we made fun of the Mennonites.
Other than voting for Donald Trump, it's my best idea of the year.
It was great. We went and we hung out with Mennonites and we discussed zipper technology for quite some time.
How far was this car ride?
It was 2 hours.
Not only was it 2 hours, he was in trouble because he made some snarky comments about your wife during the podcast episode.
I wasn't in that much trouble. I was
the whole eating while you poop. The whole thing?
No, she thought that was hilarious. She finds me very charming. I will say this. The best moment of the pod, well, it didn't happen on the podcast. We discussed this. The best moment is I'm in with the Mennonites who are, God told them zippers are bad.
I was going to say, did you like have like burns on your skin as you walked through?
No, I walked in and they were like,
could tell.
You know what though? They did ask me like, hey, could you check your phone and tell me if it's going to rain? And I was like, is God okay if I do this? Like, this seems like a workaround.
Oh yeah. There was like a school for some type of religion where they used to have to bring people inside into their dorm to switch off the lights.
Yeah. That's the Sabbath Goyim in Orthodox Judaism.
Like, yeah. I can't wait to just go switch off the lights.
I feel like
for like 12 guys sleep. What?
The light switcher?
I'm sure it does, but like it feels
ways, right?
It just feels like if your God doesn't want zippers,
they were swiping over college kids as they walked down the sidewalk. They're like, "Can you come inside?" Yeah,
the Mennonites don't like zippers.
Why?
Because their God is stupid. They're not. Number one, they're not listening. Number two,
they could be listening. The Mennonites could be listening.
No, their God told them in 1840, "Hey, stop."
Yeah, but they build barns and they're great, and they raise puppies. I think you should take the positive of the Mennonites and embrace it.
But
so, what is your puppy raising plan?
Oh yeah.
Oh no. Okay.
You got a puppy?
So we bought a puppy. We're gonna name her either Daisy, Rosie, or my youngest daughter wants to call her Little Ia. I don't know why.
Here's the problem with that.
I like that.
I like that the best too, but you emphasize the T.
She goes, Little Ia. But so we walk
how you
in.
You call Little Ia. Like you have to stop to say it. That's the problem. When you're mad at Little Ia, what are you going to say?
As anybody who is a linguist will tell you, there's a glottal stop right in the middle of that that we all have to pay attention to. So we're in there. We're hanging out. And the guy goes, what do you do for a living? And I'm like, I'm a comedian. And he turns to his son. By the way, he had 13 kids, which, again, I feel like God, you know, I said to my wife, it seems like God's okay with...
I think you populated the earth from two people. Some people have to have a lot of kids.
And a lot of incest, apparently. 13.
That's a crew.
13 kids. And then he was like, I got to go shoe a horse. And I'm like, is that his, like, euphemism for having another kid?
Don't you think their life is simpler, though?
No, their life
went to the Amish market.
Wait.
Their life is stupid.
I felt like I wanted to be Amish.
No, their life is stupid.
Wait, was that
his
reaction?
They build things. They raise animals. What are you talking about?
So
you would be so low stress.
His reaction
on Twitter.
To you being a comic was, I got to go shoot.
Oh, no. This is what's funny. There's like 60 kids all around. They're all wearing suspenders because I guess God's into suspenders. Why not a belt? So he turns to one of his kids and he goes, oh, he's a comedian.
I have an answer.
Do you know what a comedian is? And the kid, because he's never seen the TV, goes, no, I don't know what a comedian is. And he goes, I'll explain it to you. He's like a clown without the makeup.
Wow. So poor Jay has been reeling from that.
And he really said that?
Yeah, he said that. And I was like sitting there going, well, like, he's not wrong. Like, I mean, there's
that. Clowns fun? No.
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole discussion we can have. So we'll talk about clowns. But the reason the suspender is over the belt is there's no hardware involved. You have a button and you can sew it into the pants. So they can create the pants with the assembly that holds the pants up.
Okay, so
with a needle.
I guess my big problem is,
God, I think it's so simple. They make great brisket too.
Here's my problem.
The brisket at the Amish market is some of the best I've ever had.
I always imagine people from my family around when someone is explaining something from religion. Like, so, you know, somebody comes over and goes, all right, God wants you to do all this stuff. Like, all right, sounds good. Oh, and by the way, circumcision too. And you go, excuse me? Yeah, we're going to cut off part of all your wieners because God said so. And you go, no, I don't think God wants my wiener to be cut off because that's silly. Why would God care about that? You know, so if I'm sitting there in Amish times and God comes down, he's like, oh, I was talking to God. He said, we're going to have to do this horse and buggy thing forever. Well, what if we invent something else, God? No. God's really big on horse and buggy and no zippers. Why does God care about that?
Your finger caught in a zipper? Zippers break? Zippers are very problematic. Actually, I'm now rethinking my support of zippers.
But how come the steam engine is okay, Bill?
Have you ever had to pee really badly and not had a zipper?
Yeah. Have you ever been drunk?
Nicole's worn a lot of rompers.
Yes, because in the Marines, our uniforms were buttons.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, when you're soaking wet and cold, to get that damn button up, it's impossible.
Yeah. During my drinking days, I've often tried to do button fly jeans at a urinal going, you know what? I'm just going to pee myself.
I think it's a nice, simple time. I think you should explore it.
Yeah, but like
I think you should explore like a day in the life of Amish. I think you would like it.
I remember I was sitting at dinner.
Puppies, horses, horseshoes.
Yeah, but like.
Raise the
you
barn.
You can juggle horseshoes.
You could literally be the town's entire entertainment.
Yeah, I feel like
they would pay you.
I would be the entertainment when they burn me at the stake. That would be their big entertainment moment for me.
It's possible.
Yeah, because I would be the one raising my hand, going, "Does anybody else think all of our rules are stupid?"
I think this is a much longer wraparound than we need.
Oh yeah, no. So hey, go here. We're now going to our podcast that my wife and I recorded now.
First, let's hear from our sponsor.
All right, everybody. Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Jessica. Thanks, Jay from the future, assuming I'm alive to introduce this podcast. You know, Chris, I might actually be dead.
Like,
if I died between now, like this taping, and when they actually do the wraparound, I assume they would still do the wraparound even if I'm dead.
I hope so.
I mean, we have sponsors. Mm-hmm. So it could be this is my memorial piece. Like, Bill and Jessica both just went, like, we've lost a brother. They would call me a brother, don't you think?
I think Bill would call you a brother.
Jessica would call me a cousin that she doesn't quite like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Uh-huh. So thank you, Bill and Jessica, and possibly me if I'm alive in the future.
Do you think Jessica would be happy if you die before her wedding?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I ordered the steak, baby. Because she can get that. That's like food going. That's like money right back into her pocket. So, Jessica, I'm sorry. I apologize if in the future I am alive. So, my bad. I assume you would take your new boyfriend to the wedding, Chris.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it's...
boyfriend. Yes, new boyfriend.
Right. I mean, it's like 3 weeks away, so you could find somebody. I'm figuring you're going to be looking at the funeral.
I thought you meant that you might have died because you just got to play with 9 puppies. Like, that's what I thought you meant.
Right. So if you listen to last week's episode, the episode that I broke up Jessica and her fiance Chase, you heard that we were on our way to go get puppies. And Bill suggested, hey, do a podcast on the way back from the puppy barn. I almost said puppy mill, but it wasn't. It was like that wasn't a place that just did dog stuff. It was like a farm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, by the way, I think it's safe to assume that the people we're buying from won't be listening to this podcast because they're Mennonite.
Since they asked you to check the weather on your phone and their livelihood depends on said weather, I doubt they would be getting technology just for your podcast.
Well, I don't know because they follow like God's, like they follow God's strictures. And did God mention podcasts in the 1840s when he founded that religion?
You got me. He could have.
Maybe,
I'm taking this right.
Yes, Pennsylvania Turnpike. We're driving back, everybody, so that's why you're going to hear directions in the background. So you're just following this out till you see Philadelphia, which is what my dad called Philadelphia every time he mentioned Philadelphia. He would say, Philadelphia. So, it'd be so weird if God was like, listen, all technology is bad, but like 2006, there's going to be this new invention called podcasting. I'm totally down with that. Make sure you buy your iPhones, but only use them for podcasting.
If you use your pod, if you use it for phones, you're going straight to hell. Podcasting A-OK.
Now that Mennonite man, he is a man that could totally need and rock cargo pants.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because if you listen to last week, we were mentioning the weird love that men have for cargo pants, but women don't. But, you know, they were big on so first off, we went in there, Mennonites, which, to my knowledge, they're just like the Amish, but they don't like buttons.
No, I think they don't like zippers.
Oh, zippers. Oh, they're pro-button, yes. Anti-zipper.
Yes, I believe so. I think.
So were all their pants button fly? I was looking at their pants because they all had suspenders. And I was thinking to myself, like, you know, you don't have to have suspenders. I mean, they were just lounging around the house. So, like, I guess those are their lounging suspenders.
I'm a little bothered that you were looking at their pants because a lot of little boys in there.
No, I wasn't looking at their pants like, ooh, look, check out those hot pants. I was looking at their pants because they were all wearing suspenders. And I was like, you know, I sometimes don't wear a belt. So, right. Why, like... Why would you need suspenders? You're just in your house.
Remember we left, he said he had to go shoe a horse?
Yes, he did. I thought that was, I thought that was a euphemism for have sex with his wife and make another kid.
He had 13 kids?
13 kids. That is, I mean, how can God be against zippers, but okay. Wouldn't your vagina basically have a zipper on it after 13 kids? Or you just zip, all right, have them fall out.
Or a button. It's against their religion.
Wait, it's a button? No, no, I'm just saying, why would God be against zippers when they're okay with your vagina blowing up? Basically, you know, Annabelle, that's our daughter, she was asking me the most numbers of kids you could have, and I was like, I said between 20 and 30. That seemed to me like the upper limit, like if you were really dedicated to churning kids out. But she would have been fascinated by 13 kids. Like, the age range in that family was, like, I think there was a 2-year-old and a 90-year-old. Like, that's how, like, that's the range of children.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he said he was a granddad, but he looked like 38.
Well, that's good old Mennonite farm living.
Yeah, I guess you look good, but you also die at, like, 46 from gout. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there's no real, like, I don't know. Do they have medicine?
How did that make you feel? Like, here's a man, he's all jacked, and he's going to be shoeing a horse later. And you were like, hi, I'm a comedian. Like, how as a man does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like I'm getting back into my air-conditioned car and going back to my air-conditioned house, and I'm eating food that I didn't have to kill earlier today. So I guess it's one of those things, like, yeah, it's more manly, I guess, like, in the strictest sense of masculinity. But as a woman, you kind of like that he could do that. But would you want to live in that house?
No, I've never wanted to have my horse shooed. But I was like, oh, I mean, I can shoe a horse.
So, okay. So this is what I don't understand about being a woman. You don't want it to happen.
I don't understand it either.
You just want me to be able to shoe a horse.
You know, I was thinking post, because we talked about in the podcast, the post, no, apocalyptic future. Like, right. They asked you, Jay, how long you would last without, like, you know, in a world without phones, in a world that, like, you had to depend on your, you know, manly skills to get by. And I was thinking, they're good.
Well, yeah, they're good, I guess. Unless, like, whatever the apocalypse, like, that was created, uh-huh, required, like, a vaccination from a regular doctor.
Okay, all right.
In which case, they're wiped out.
I got you, but I was making my post-apocalyptic plans where I was just going to go in and pretend to be one of his kids.
Oh, you're just going to slide in? You're just going to
put... Slide right in there.
Put your head in a bonnet and just say, hey, everybody, I like Amish shit.
Right, you can't keep track of how many kids came out.
Right, yeah. Hey, is that the old donkey? I remember that donkey from when I lived here.
Remember when our dog had puppies?
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Or remember when we had an easily treatable disease that all of us got sick from because, for whatever reason, God doesn't want us to have EKG machines?
Oh, I missed it. I missed the turn.
What do you mean you missed the turn?
It's rerouting me. I'm supposed to be there.
Yeah, you got to turn around. What the hell is wrong with you?
I can't think.
Do you want me to carry the podcast while you like literally just do a U-turn? You used to come here all the time. Your family is from this area.
Yes, it is.
In fact, we saw a street sign that was named after your family.
And two stores.
So here's my question. Is it just that, you know, that If that name is so common, does that mean like you had like a real player of a great-great-grandfather?
Oh, yeah. My great-great-grandfather had 19 kids.
Real 19?
19.
Your great-great-grandfather.
My.
With all the same woman or like an NBA player?
A little half and half. I think he did two.
Oh, he did two. Okay.
Because like Mennonite. He was Mennonite. He had the 19 kids, two women, and then his child wanted to marry outside the religion and left. And that was my, that's where my family offshoots.
Oh, yeah. And so your family, like, so your family was undone by a love of zippers.
Right. Yes. Yes. They love zippers. It was, yeah, we said he wanted to marry outside the religion. He really wanted to marry and have zippers.
Yeah. Do you think, like, that first day outside the religion, like, he bought, like, a pair of those parachute pants from the 80s? There's just like zippers all over. Remember the jacket, the Michael Jackson jacket? And he was just like, oh, shit, yeah. Come on over here, baby. Do my zippers up.
Yeah, cargo pants, but then all the pants had zippers.
That's right. He was like, I'm going to, you know what? I'm gonna go watch the movie Zipperhead. Wait, was that a movie? No, no, that's a slur. I'm sorry, I have to cut what? That out. I was thinking of Eraserhead. But then I was thinking of the Clint Eastwood movie, Gran Torino. And that was like, he had
that
as
a slur for?
I don't know. I'm so disconnected from racism. I just know that it's a slur. I'm not going to cut it out. Here's what I will say. If you're one of the races that was affected by that, please excuse me. I was making an Eraserhead reference and I apologize.
But I couldn't even think about who they'd be insulting.
Is that what they call Mennonites, maybe?
No. Well, Mennonites aren't going to be watching anything, so not going to be insulted. Well, wait, we forgot about the Bible verse.
Right. Oh, yes. Where God was like, guys, listen up, dudes. All of you, just I'm Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit. I'm all together in one. Don't ask. Don't ask. But, like, here's my deal. All the stuff I said in the Bible, true. And also, it's like 1840. Just keep it here. We're good on technology. Anything else is an affront to me, Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit.
Do you think he mentioned your podcast specifically?
I would hope. I would hope that he said, podcasting is the only technology that I'll allow, specifically, Speaking Millennial. Please go to iTunes, rate, review, and most importantly, subscribe so more people can find us on iTunes.
Okay. I think there's a turnaround.
You know what? Chris hasn't paid attention at all because make this exit.
Okay.
I am so disappointed in you.
Why?
You can't. You're not
driving.
You're not ready to have a puppy.
Oh, but I have three kids.
Yeah, well, kids are easy.
What? Have you met? No. This has to end. You think the wedding was easy? You think childbirth was easy? You think raising kids easy? I have made it way too easy for you.
So here's the deal. Number one, I don't even know what you're talking about when you say childbirth. I remember you got real fat.
Oh my God.
And you were all cranky. Uh-huh. And then, like, you were like, hey, I'm going to go to the doctors. And I was like, hopefully to get some sort of surgery to get rid of all that fatness. Mm-hmm. And then you came back with a kid. So, first off, I don't even, what, was that a problem for you when they made the baby come out?
It slightly hurt. Pinched a bit, yeah.
That's what you want. That you just missed
bored,
it.
Honey.
That's the turnaround. I don't understand. So I've driven in the car with you. I've driven in the car with other podcast guest, Mike Panarella. And let me ask you a question. Is it just luck that you're alive? Because you don't seem cognizant of literally anything that's happening on the road. You don't seem to know any of the rules of the road. So do you just drive at random and just go, I hope I'm okay?
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Did I ever tell you about the time when I was 17, I got lost? And I pulled over on the side of the road. I was on the turnpike or the 295. And I asked for directions from prison people, from jailers.
Oh, yeah, you did. You did say that. There was a group of people who were, like, picking up. You were like, oh, look at these fun volunteers
right.
picking up trash.
And I said, excuse me, rolled down the window. Five men started running over. And then a police officer jumped out and pushed them back.
You were like, hi, me and my nubile friends are going to the beach. And our bikinis are too tight. Where should we go for directions?
Oh, yes. Yeah, so that's kind of how I deal with the road.
Yeah, okay. So here's the thing. We went. This is ostensibly a podcast about getting the puppies, a follow-up. We went. We did pick out a puppy. It is a female puppy that we will be naming Daisy, right?
I think so. We maybe should open up to your podcaster listening all right. audience.
Go to Twitter and do a poll. I won't check it because I don't go on Twitter. And then somebody write me an actual letter at the radio station telling me what the Twitter poll wound up being.
Right, so, Bill can tell you.
Yeah, that's fine. So we picked out a puppy. It was so we brought my son Keen, who you've heard on the podcast before. I think most recently on the Stardust, Catch You on the Dust Side podcast. And he instantly became enamored of a little boy puppy.
It was heartbreaking because we want to give our son anything he wants, but we really wanted to get a girl.
And here's the thing about our son. He is he becomes instantly emotional. It's not a bad thing. I'm going to get emotional about you if you manage to miss the turnpike again. See that sign that says PA Turnpike? Mm-hmm. That's what you want.
Okay.
And I'm telling you now. And we want east, like we're going towards the ocean. All right. So, yeah, we went out to Mennonite country, and oh, my God, I wore zipper pants. I hope that's what you said. The kids look scared.
Yes,
they were probably worried that I was going to whip my zipper down.
And maybe they were scared of all this chest hair you were showing.
No, I'm pretty sure they've seen a lot of hair.
Okay.
I mean, this is where do the Mennonite women come down on razors, do you believe? That's actually a thought that I have when I'm around here is like, these are some pretty hairy ladies, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We don't know for sure, but I mean, there's, right?
Nine puppies.
Oh, yeah. So getting back to so I guess there's just something in the water in that house. 13 kids, 9 puppies. Mm-hmm. Dog turned out 9 puppies. My son became enamored of a boy puppy, instantly got emotional about it. We took a picture. And we sent it back to my daughters who were at home and had them vote. Which, by the way, I hope they weren't nervous about witchcraft. You know, like when I took the picture.
Ooh, I was on the phone a lot.
Yeah, they were probably worried, like, who the demon inside your phone was. So make a left here. This is the worst podcast ever because it's just me giving directions to my wife who can't figure out where the turnpike is. Left.
Love you.
I love you too. So, my son became very excited about this dog, and then we told him, no, we're going to go with the girl. And just the waterworks just turned on and just started weeping. And he's such like, listen, if you've seen a picture of me, you know that I am gross looking, disgusting, troll-like. I'm I'm sort of like what would happen if a golden doodle had sex with a Bigfoot. I'm a big foodle. I'm a big foodle. And you know, my wife is very lovely. She's a very lovely woman, and her genes came in and undid my ugly genes. And what we have is this angelic little boy, big blue eyes, blonde hair, and just the waterworks turned on, and every instinct in our parent body was like, just get the dog he wants.
As he was clutching it to his bosom.
Right. He doesn't have a bosom. I had a bosom like 2 years ago.
You really did.
He clutched it to his chest and he said, "This is the puppy I want." All right, you don't need don't look at that. Just look at this. Toll Plaza ahead. Get ticket. Go east.
We really need Matt Rooney in the car now.
Well, we should have gotten Matt Rooney in MapQuest, and I would actually give you the sheets of the MapQuest. All right, so tickets were there. You're good. You can focus on the podcast now, sweetie. Or you can get in this lane, too, if you want. We're coming up on the tolls. And, ladies and gentlemen, the podcast has gone off the rails. You know what? We'll be right back after we find ourselves on the turnpike.
We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or CSICPA.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy. We go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you gotta go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now. And we're back. Sorry about that. Actually, that would be a good place to put in the commercial breaks, or put in the commercials again, as Bill wants to do 2 commercials per show. I apologize for that, everybody. I was just making sure that my wife was on the right track, because she was doing this thing where there was literally only 2 directions we could go, east or west, and she was looking at her phone intently as if she wasn't 100% sure east or west. Is that a right assessment, honey?
Pregnant pause.
Wait, you're pregnant?
No. Jay, I'm not great with directions, you know that. But I am driving, you're welcome.
Oh, thanks, Obama. I don't know what that means.
Okay, go ahead. Back all right, to puppies.
So, back to the puppy story. We had to rip the dog out of my son's hand and say, no, we're getting the female dog. Which, by the way, your mom stacked the vote. We took a picture of the dog and sent it. And we said I told your mom, do not tell the girls which one is the girl dog and which one is the boy dog, because they'll vote on the girl dog just because it's a girl dog. And your mom did not understand that. And they voted girl just because it was a girl dog. Am I right in understanding this?
In their defense, I think they did like the white stripe on top of the girl dog. And well, that's what sold them.
So now I'm a little bit nervous, because the last time I saw a white stripe on something cute, it turned into the gremlin, who was the leader gremlin who took over in the movie Gremlins. Remember that?
Oh, let's name it Mogwai?
No, Mogwai was the name of Gizmo, the little penguin, and then Stripe was the leader of the bad penguin, or the bad gremlins. And that was, we don't want Stripe, because remember what happened? It ate food after midnight, became a monster.
We're not going to feed it after midnight. I feel like this is really clear.
So what? Here's what I don't understand. Is it sunrise the next day? Is that when you can feed the gremlins?
Oh, you're right. I don't think they ever pointed that out.
Because literally everything's after midnight. Yeah. Are you like, and how does the gremlin physiology know whether or not it's like what time zone it's in?
Right. And if a gremlin doesn't sleep, does it mean like it's not the next day? Do you know what I mean? Like,
right. Oh yeah. Like, you know, I don't know. That's important. As dog owners now, we should be aware of this. Uh-huh. Because, you know, we're going to have to take care of this thing, and I don't want it to turn into a giant monster.
No.
I wonder if the devil dogs from Ghostbusters are just dogs that they fed after midnight.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I believe so. I believe we're onto something.
All right. So we had to rip the dog from my crying son's hand, which I felt bad. Although, I think the relationship that Mennonites have to animals is different. Because it didn't seem like any of the kids were sympathetic to this, because I think all of them were like, oh yeah, I had a piglet I loved, and then I had to kill it, drain its blood, and then eat it for breakfast. So I can't really commiserate with this puppy that you just met. Right? They all had that look on their face.
Yeah.
But they had a fan, so fans are okay. God's okay with electric fans.
Were you looking at the puppies?
I looked at the puppies. Here's the thing about a puppy. It's like, oh, hang on. I was about to use a metaphor that you're not going to like. Well, it's kind of like watching reverse orgy gangbang. An orgy reverse gangbang where it's like 10 girls all having sex with one dude, right? It's like you can look at any single girl, but what's the point? You just, they're all nice. Just look at all of them together collectively, right?
You know, you had a pause there, and that was your brain saying, hey, Jay, maybe I shouldn't use that analogy. And then you still went for it.
But what I'm saying is all the puppies were, like, equally awesome.
No. This is what fascinates me. I saw 9 puppies, and all I wanted to do was look at the 9 puppies, touch 9 puppies, lay down, and let the 9 puppies, you know, suffocate me to death.
Right.
You actually looked around and took stock of the house.
I was curious. Well, I've seen puppies before. I haven't. This is my first time being in a Mennonite house.
Okay.
I love the puppy we picked out. She was beautiful.
Okay.
Daisy.
I'm sorry. I'm still trying to think about how you compare puppies to an orgy.
Reverse gangbang orgy. Okay. That's where it's one dude and a bunch of girls. Our standard gangbang is a bunch of dudes and one girl.
I get it.
Reverse gangbang.
How do you know this?
What's that?
How do you know what this is? Hentai is? How do you know?
So it was when I was researching Mennonites.
Oh.
So I typed that in, and like the third thing that came up was reverse gangbang orgy.
Men.
Men of the night. Exactly.
I'm so sorry, honey. I thought you were doing something that
I was doing research to pick out the best puppy.
Aww.
Frankly, I'm a little disappointed in you.
You should be disappointed in me. I'm sorry, honey.
So, I should probably end on this note. This was the most upsetting moment of the entire trip. Was not my son crying, not trying to pick out the puppy, not your driving, which was a big part of it. Worst part of it was they asked what I did for a living. And I said, comedian. And the dad turned to one of the kids and went, and the kid was old enough, he should have known what a comedian was, but I guess Mennonites not allowed to look at comedians either, said, do you know what a comedian is? And the kids went, no, I don't think I do. And he said, I'll explain. It's like a clown without the suit. And the kid went, oh, I get it. And I realized, yeah, that's what I am. I am a less professional clown. Like, stand-up comedy started, like, a clown left his, like, actual suit and makeup,
yeah,
like, at the hotel, and he's like, oh, crap, what can I do? I don't know, I'll just tell the jokes and see what happens. And a new industry was formed. The Mennonites didn't know what my job was, and the best thing they could come up with was clown.
You evolved from a clown.
Yeah, I'm a Mennonite clown. That was upsetting.
That was the most, that was more upsetting than ripping that puppy out of Keen's arms.
Yes. Because listen, Keen's already over. Look at him back there. He's got his headphones on. He's watching YouTube. And I bet you, and I told him I would pay him $5,000 if he could go back in there and pick out the same puppy he was holding. He couldn't. He was just doing what Keen does, which was instantly get attached to something.
I forgot about that comment.
That was disappointing. That's when I really wanted to insult them in their religion and like kick over. Like I wanted to do like witness, go get ice cream and like shove it in their face. And, although can Mennonites hit you? How does that work?
Oh yeah, they can hit you.
So it's the Amish who can't hit you.
They can't fight in wars, but I'm sure they can hit you.
What do you mean? They can go and punch a Nazi? They can't shoot a Nazi?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
I feel like
you never heard about the Amish guy that punched the Nazi?
Is this a joke? Are you being a clown now? Are you funny like a clown?
I'm like a clown without the makeup.
I do feel like God would make an exception for Nazis. Like, if you're one of those cultures that doesn't believe in shooting and stuff, you know.
Oh, okay.
Like, again, like, you know how God made an exception for podcasts? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think God should have been like, hey, listen, turn the other cheek. Mm-hmm. Except... And then hold up a picture of, like, Hitler.
Oh, yeah.
And all his disciples would be like, who's that? And be like, you'll see.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You can't hit anybody.
Bye.
All right. This has been an interesting ride. I'm going to say this. Bill and Jessica, there is a 40% chance that Jessica listens to this, although it's so close to her wedding. I don't think that she will. There's a 0% chance Bill heard any of this. So here's what's going to happen, and this will be the best part of the podcast. I'm going to sign off right now and say back to you, Bill. And Bill, who's recording the wraparound in a couple of days, is going to go, great stuff, Jay. Or outstanding. Or that was so nice, having not heard any of it. And you'll think it's real funny. When you're listening at home, you go, oh, he's right. Bill really didn't listen to this. I think it was a good episode. What do you think, honey?
Great episode.
You don't listen to the podcast either. You don't know. listen to that laugh. Well, if you're a regular listener of the podcast, I hope you've enjoyed this interaction in the car with my wife on our way back from buying puppies. Technically, I would say this is part three of the Jessica's wedding extravaganza, as this is the cliffhanger. The first cliffhanger was when Chase was calling in. And I broke them up. Mm-hmm. Second cliffhanger was us getting puppies. And I guess next week is, did Jessica and Chase really get married after I ruined their wedding by talking about colonoscopies?
That will be the cliffhanger.
I'm going to have just been done my colonoscopy when I go in to Jessica's wedding.
So oh, yeah, it's the day after your colonoscopy.
So you know what? I'll be all cleared out and I'll be ready to eat.
You're going to be like 10 pounds less.
Is that how much comes out?
I don't know how much comes out of you, honey. I'm sorry. I'll tell them to measure it. Weigh it.
Now I'll be disappointed if anything less than 10 pounds comes out. I hope I'm completely... So, yeah, I'm going to be pooping like crazy and then be filling back up with Jessica's wedding food. So that'll be in a couple of weeks. Thanks so much for listening. And now, back to you, Bill.
So are they on the internet, though, to advertise the puppies?
No, we don't know what happened before Jay got, I don't know.
No, my wife got this number off of some graffiti. So she said, do you want a puppy? And then there's a number written
very
underneath.
Very sketchy.
The life you live, Jay. All right, one more wraparound. We don't have to come back out of that, right?
Well, that was when we just came back. That's part
of it. Does that count?
Let's say goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we'll see you.